Glorify yourself, Lord. Glorify in my life. Honor to your name. Lift up your voice and lift up the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you for another time in your presence tonight. Lift up your mind and Lord. Just worship, just bless him. He's worthy to be praised, he's worthy to be adored. There's no lack unto him. He's the King of Kings, the Eternal of Grace, the Ocean Divider. Father, we thank you for your grace and the Father's sufficient. Father, we appreciate for another time in your presence tonight. Hope you want to be to worship in the name of the Lord. He's worthy to be praised, he's worthy to be adored. There's no lack unto him, the Ocean Divider, the problem trips over, the solution to our problems. Father, we thank you. We bless you, we lift you up high. We bow before your throne. Thank you for being there for us at all times. Thank you for January. Thank you for February. Thank you for March. Thank you for every May, June, July. I'm giving us the grace to see the month of August. It's not by power. It's not by might. It's by his grace of our Lord. Hopefully you want to bless the name of God for the grace to see this month. Father, we thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, we worship your majesty. In your language, we need to worship the King of Kings. Sing any song to thank you for the month of August. Father, we thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In your own language, open your heart up to worship him. Oh, hey, you let's say yo. In your language, worship the Lord. Lift up your voice. Just worship him. Sing any song to bless him. Worship his holy name. He's great, oh Lord. He's a great God. The God that cannot change. Unchangeable. Changer, the lily of valley, the brighter morning star. Father, we thank you for this day, oh Lord, for being able to see this month. It's not by power, it's not by spite, it's not because we don't have to pray, it's by the grace of your mighty God. Open your heart and pray for seeing the month of August. And oh Lord, we say thank you very much for seeing us through this pandemic situation. We say thank you very much. Father, we worship you. Father, we bless you. Father, we lift your prayer. We bow before your throne. There's no like unto you. You are such a great God. We were exalted. This is the month of August. We are going to command the month. Thank God for January till now. Oh Lord, we worship you for divine sustenance, for being with your family, for being able to sleep and wake up. It's not by his power. We are all locked down at home, but God is still reaching out to us. It's not because we know how to pray, it's by his grace, oh Lord. Open your heart and pray. Let's thank God for that grace. Let's thank him for his name. The Bible says his name is above every other name. And the mention of that name, every knee must bow. Every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Thank him for his anointing that destroys every yoke. Thank him for his mercy that endures forever. Thank him for his grace that is more than sufficient. Father, we thank you. Father, we worship you. Don't do my show. Don't your mom. We say thank you. On our children, we say thank you very much. On our husbands, we say thank you very much. On our academics, we say thank you very much. On our marriage, we say thank you very much. On our housewife, we say thank you very much. Lift up your voice and worship. Father, we magnify your majesty. Oh, Marie Ketila Brosso to Mataya Baba. Open your heart and begin to pray. Begin to worship him. He's worthy to be praised. Thank you, Heavenly Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Beloved, one of the greatest things that God eats is praises. So before we go to the song tonight, we are going to just sing in any language that you like. Just sing any song, just begin to worship him. In any language, just worship his holy name. In your traditional language, just appreciate the Lord. Father, we just have to say thank you. Enyine, enyine, baba. Toto, baba, oh, enyine, baba, oh. Toto, baba, no, enyine, baba. Toto, baba, enyine, baba, oh. Just worship, hey. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Who is like unto thee, O Lord? Who is like unto thee, O Lord? Among the gods, who is like thee? You are glorious in holiness. I'm fearful in praises, always doing one last. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have worshipped. Say, oh Lord, my Father, in any way I have sinned against you, I come before you tonight. Have mercy upon me in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to ask God for mercy. Without any mercy of God, we are in a mess. Father, tonight, oh Lord, and anything I've done in the past that is waiting for to destroy my life in the future. Father, be merciful to me. Open your heart, I'm going to ask God for mercy. Father, we need your mercy to them. We plead for your mercy. My brother, my sister, don't joke with this prayer to them. Father, we need your mercy. In the name of Jesus. In tonight's prayer, Father, let your mercy speak for me. In the name of Jesus, let your mercy speak for me. In the name of Jesus, let your mercy speak for me. In the name of Jesus, let your mercy speak for me. In any way I've disappointed you, I've said what I ought not to say. I've done what I ought not to do. Father, be merciful, Lord. Father, be merciful. In the name of Jesus, Father, be merciful. Father, show me your mercy. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Say, heaven over my prayer tonight. Open by fire in the name of Jesus. Declare your heaven open in the name of Jesus. For 21 days, then I'll be praying. For the heaven is shut down. Father, tonight, O Lord, let my heaven open, Lord. Let my heaven open, Lord. Let my heaven open, Lord. Father, we declare my heaven open. Oluwa, my heaven must open. My heaven open up by fire. Oh, Father, let my heaven open. Let my heaven open tonight. Over my prayer tonight. Over my prayer tonight. Let my heaven open. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Say, I take authority over every principalities and power in my environment that want to hinder my prayers tonight. Hey, exercise authority tonight. In the name of Jesus, only I take authority over every prayers, principalities, powers, rulers of darkness in the high places, every wickedness against my family. Father, I take authority over them tonight. In the name of Jesus, open your mind and prayer. In the name of Jesus, I take authority over them tonight. In the name of Jesus, oh yes. I'm going tonight for divine authority. Authority. In the name of Jesus, I take authority on them. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Say, oh Lord, arise. In tonight's prayer line, answer me by fire. Tell me not to answer you by fire. Don't joke with the prayer tonight. In the name of Jesus, Father, answer me not. Father, answer me not. Father, answer me not. Father, answer me not. Father, answer my prayer tonight. In the name of Jesus, I don't want to go on the same way I came. Father, answer me tonight. In the name of Jesus, send a word to my situation. In the mighty name of Jesus. Tell God to send a word to your situation in the name of Jesus. Father, answer me tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Answer me tonight in the mighty name of Jesus, and let your name be glorified in Jesus' name. We are praying. Shout this one loud and clear, beloved. There are two parts of tonight's prayer. We pray the general prayer first. They will now go to commanding the month of August. We are going to speak to the month. And those things that will happen in this month, you are going to receive it with faith in your heart. The Bible says, my people shall pray, by this side shall follow them that believe. If you believe what God is going to say to you tonight, I can guarantee you one thing. It will surely come to pass in your life. And not only your life, also in your family. In the mighty name of Jesus. You are going to pray the sevenfold prayer point like this. I beg you in the name of Jesus, don't joke with this prayer. Say every wicked power. Aside to turn my day of joy to my day of sorrow. Beloved, there are some power that have seen your day of joy ahead of you. They know the day you are supposed to be celebrated, and they are determined to turn that day to day of sorrow. I beg you in the name of Jesus, don't joke with tonight's prayer. It's targeted towards what will happen towards the later part of this year. This is the second half of the year. I beg you in the name of Jesus, let everyone hear your voice. If blind Bartimaeus has kept quiet, he would have died a blind man. But he cried the more, and wants to cry the more tonight. Say every power. Aside to convert my day of joy to day of sorrow. You are a liar. The power that has determined to turn your day of joy to day of sorrow. Open your mouth and pray. They must Now you know what we are here. The power that wants to convert your day of joy into day of sorrow, they must. must be wasted tonight. They must be wasted tonight. They must be wasted tonight. They must be wasted tonight. Open your aha, that's it. In the name of Jesus, your day of joy will surely manifest. In the mighty name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray that prayer. Any wicked power that has determined to turn your day of joy into a day of sorrow, you are a liar. In the name of Jesus, command them to die. What is that? In the name of Jesus, command them to die now. You have the authority. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, we have prayed. In Numbers chapter 14, verse 28, he said, as you have spoken into my hearing, so will I do unto you. In Job chapter 22, verse 28, he said, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21, he said, life and death lies in the power of tongue, and those who love it, they eat the fruit thereof. If you really want to enjoy in the later part of the year, beg you, don't joke with this prayer. Shout this next one loud and clear. Say this one, say, every curse of this is how far you can go in life. Hey, you don't understand. When they place a curse to somebody, it's called an embargo. That, you know what? We will not stop you at this table, but this is how far you can go. They have limited the person's destiny. It's a curse in place. You are about to break the curse now. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, every curse of this is how far you can go in life. Hey, you are a liar. Break by fire. Break. Oh, you are break the curse. I love the way you are praying that prayer. Break the curse, my sister. In the name of Jesus, they say this is how far you can go. In your marriage, you cannot progress. In your academic, you cannot go beyond. Oh, you want to pray that prayer? Break that curse tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, help yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus, oh, you are break it. Aha! Break it tonight. In the name of Jesus, open your aha, yes. In Jesus' name, we are praying. There's somebody that needs to increase the tempo of their prayer. Don't say because you are too relaxed in your house, you don't want to pray at all. I beg you enter to pray so that you will not regret your prayer request. You are going to say this one loud and clear. Say, I decree and I declare. Hey, in the remaining days of this year, I and my family shall not see evil. In the name of Jesus. In the name of I shall not see evil. My family will not see evil. Over my children, there will never be an evil. Over my wife, there will not be an evil. Open your that's it. In the name of Jesus, open your in the remaining days of this year, in the name of Jesus, I will not see evil. Over my family, we shall not see evil. Over your family, over your children, over your husband, over your wife, there shall not be any evil. In the mighty name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray for yourself. Help yourself in this prayer. Something must happen tonight. Tonight is your night of prayer. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus, aha! In Jesus' name, we are praying. Don't say this one doesn't concern you. Pray this next one loud and clear. Say, powers that wants me to end this year on hospital bed. Ah, you can sit here. I beg you, pray that prayer. I decree to somebody's life here. The arrow of sickness that was fired in the earlier part of this year, that is waiting to manifest in the later part. If your amen is loud, I send the arrow back to sender in the name of Jesus. Go back to sender. 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 Aha! You are going to turn into prayer. Say any power that wants me and my family to end this year on a sick bed, you are a liar. Die. Be wasted tonight in the name of Jesus. Wasted tonight. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. You liar. I have yourself. In the name of Jesus, the power that wants your family. And this year I'll see bread. You are a liar. In Jesus' name, we are praying. I pray for somebody here. The terrible seed that is being planted in your life, Matthew 15 verse 13 and 8, shall be rooted out. Therefore, that sickness fired into your life. This is a spiritual warfare. I've done everything, nothing seems to work. Just like the woman with the issue of blood. I am standing in a particular name to God, a name that is above every other name, Jesus. At the mention of that name, at the mention of that name, at the mention of that name, the Bible says every knee must bow to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. I decree today that has fired an arrow in the earlier part of this year, that sister's life, in order to make sure that this year you'll eat your bread is loud. Every evil mark, chasing my helper. In the name of Jesus, command them to die. In the name of Jesus, every evil mark, chasing away your divine helper. In the name of Jesus, they must die tonight. Aha! That's it tonight. In the name of Jesus. The evil star in the name of Jesus. Aha, that's it. Pray. Every evil mark that is chasing away your divine helper, they must be wasted. They must be wiped off tonight. In the name of Jesus. They must be wiped off tonight. In the name of Jesus. They must be wiped off tonight. In Jesus' name, we are praying. You are going to pray this one for yourself. Beloved, whether you agree with me or not, it doesn't make any difference. We are already in the second part of the year. In a couple of days now, we enter into the Ember month. September, October, November, December. They say 2020 is gone. Why? There are some power that they are waiting for that Ember month. They want to plan something to balance their accounts. I decree, anyone orchestrating wickedness against you and your family, against me and my family, and they want it to manifest in the later part of this year. If your amen is loud, the ground will open up and swallow them in the name of Jesus. They shall be swallowed. In Jesus' name, we are praying. You are going to pray this over yourself. Say, end of the year tragedy. Design for me and my family. Scatter by fire. In the name of Jesus. End of the year tragedy. Design for me and my family. Scatter. Command them to scatter. End of the year tragedy. Design for you and your family. You must scatter tonight. In the name of Jesus. They must scatter tonight. What we want to pray? In the name of Jesus. They must scatter. Aha. Yes. In Jesus' name, we pray. Hey, I beg you, that is a sister that needs this prayer. You are going to lift up your voice loud and clear. Don't say it doesn't concern you anyway. I'm praying it for myself. You need to pray for yourself. Shout this one without apology to any power. Say it as I'm going to say my own. Say, any wicked person submitting my name to any coven. Holy Ghost fire! Scatter the place by fire in the name of God. Be scattered. Holy Ghost, oh yeah, scatter them now. Anyone submitting my names, submitting the names of my children into any satanic coven, what we want to pray, let them be scattered. Let them be scattered. In the name of of Jesus. Aha! In the name of Jesus, let them be scattered. In Jesus' name, we are praying. This one is the next one. Say, before the end of this month, oh Lord, arise and give me a dumbfounding testimony. Ah, you know that some testimony when you hear that they say, ha, Yoruba call it Iyanu, something you hear your mouth will naturally open. Ah, like that. It's called Iyanu. If you don't believe me, go and read Luke chapter 5. The Bible says, Peter sailed all night. He caught nothing. There's no single fish all night. He sailed all night. There is no single fish at all. 1-7. And he failed all night. He went with three fish. He went with at the right time, which is the best time to catch the fishes. He went with the right team, which is the sort of the, he went with the right tool. He went with the net. Yet he caught nothing. But in the day when the fishes' eyes are open, I don't know whether the fishes are gone on holiday, or this Kote, or this Sebe, or this, they all went on holiday, or this Panda, they just disappeared in the water in the night. And lo and behold, when Jesus came to that scenario in the day, he said, Peter, can I use your boat to preach? He said, hey, what is the benefit of the boat? Take it and go and preach with it. Daddy. After he preached, Jesus looked at Peter. He said, Peter, launch into the deep. I say, oh God, you are a pastor. I am a fisherman. In fact, my friends are here. He said, launch into that deep. Ah, okay, no problem. And the Bible says he launched into the deep at the word of Jesus. And the Bible, all of a sudden, all the fishes that have gone on holiday, all this Kwanla, all these Titus, all these Shawa, they go on holiday, they heard the voice of God and they gathered themselves together on an emergency meeting inside the net. And the Bible said Peter was having a net tearing and a boat sinking catch. I decree to somebody's life here, before this month expire, your testimony shall be dumbfounding. In the name of Jesus, you are going to pray this. The Bible says, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, it was like a dream, and our mouth was filled with laughter. I pray for somebody here. All those who have looked at you and they are shaking their head, that will you continue like this? They have looked at you and say, hey, oh my show. They have looked at you and they are pitying you. Ah, my brother, my sister, I am telling you today, you are not an object of pity, but you are an object of envy. Therefore, tonight, if your heaven is loud, before the end of this month of August, in the name that is above every other name, God will give you a dumbfounding miracle in the name of Jesus. Receive it, 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 receive it tonight. Aha! Thank you, Jesus. You are going to pray that prayer again. Say, oh Lord, my Father. Before the end of this month, give me a dumbfounding miracle in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth today. The miracle that you will hear, I say, ha! Only one, give me a dumbfounding miracle. Father, give me a dumbfounding miracle. The miracle that in my life I've been waiting for. Only one, oh, give me a dumbfounding miracle. Open your mouth and pray that prayer in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, pray that prayer, pray that prayer, pray that prayer. Father, give me a dumbfounding miracle in the mighty name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. That is it. Pray. A miracle that you will hear like this, and God will surely say, this is the hand of God. People will know that this is the hand of God. It's not ordinary anymore. Open your heart and pray that prayer in Jesus' mighty name. We are praying. You are going to pray for yourself like this. Say, oil of uncommon favor fall upon my head. Ah, that's a powerful prayer point. If you desire a particular miracle, don't pray that prayer. A miracle of marriage. Pray that prayer. Say, oil of uncommon favor fall upon my head tonight in the name of Jesus. Pray. Let it fall upon your head in the name of Jesus. Father, let it fall. Let it fall upon my head in the name of Jesus. Let it fall upon my head in Jesus' name. We are praying. You know that? In Acts chapter 23, the Bible says there are 40 people that bind themselves together. They say they will neither eat nor drink until they kill Paul. Ah, that means some people can go on satanic fasting in order to destroy good things in your life. I want you to pray that prayer loud and clear. Say, every gang up that has determined to go on satanic fasting. And obviously, when they go on satanic fasting, they can't pray good prayer. They pray satanic prayer. You know what? They said they will not eat, they will not drink until they kill. Imagine short people, 40 of them. In fact, they put themselves on that oath. But God was with Paul. They could not get there. I am praying for somebody here. Anyone going from one altar to the other, in order to tamper with the glory of God in your family. Ah, if your amen is loud, heaven will supervise that destruction tonight in the name of Jesus. Amen. You are going to pray. Shout this one loud and clear. There is somebody here tonight. Whether you believe it or not, your season of laughter has finally begun. Your season of laughter has finally begun. People thought it is over for you, but I have a word for you tonight. If the Bible says these signs shall follow them by believing, I decree to your life, all those who thought you are finished, they shall be part of your celebration. In the name of Jesus, I decree shall be well with you. In Jesus' name we pray. You know what is the prayer? They gather together, 40 of them. They said they will not eat or drink until they kill Paul. Say, every evil gathering that has gone on satanic in the name of Jesus, Father, let my soul change. Let my soul change. In the name of Jesus, open your heart. Aha, that's it. That's it. Father, let my soul change. Open your heart. That apology this when in Jesus' name we are praying. Amen. 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 In Jesus' name. Amen. We want to do command the month now. The month has been declared as a month of a new chapter. I decree, the Lord will open a new chapter in your life. The chapter of sorrow has ended. The chapter of shame has ended. The chapter of disappointment has ended. It will open a new chapter tonight. In the name of Jesus. It signifies a new beginning. I decree to your life, God will open a new chapter in your life. In the name of Jesus. Open your Bible with me. Praise the Lord. Let me just translate. Exodus chapter 14, quickly. I don't have much time, then I'm going to speak to you concerning the rest of the month. Praise the name of the Lord. I pray God to give us the time. Exodus chapter 14, my month of a new chapter. Praise the name of the Lord. And I read quickly. The children of Israel had an old chapter, and later in their part of the journey, they experienced a new chapter. In Exodus chapter 14, verse 10, the Bible says, now when Pharaoh drew near and the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. And so they were very afraid. And the children of Israel cried out to the Lord, as we are crying tonight. And they said to Moses, is it because there was no grave in Egypt? And you have taken the ones away in order to die in wilderness. I decree to somebody's life, you will not die in your battle in Jesus' name. He said to them, wilderness, why have you so dealt with us to bring us up out of Egypt? Look at the question. Is it not the word that we told you in Egypt? That's the chapter. Saying, let us alone that we may serve the Egyptian. I decree to somebody's life here. The power that wants your life to stand as a servant, God will destroy them in the name of Jesus. He said, let us alone that we may serve the Egyptians. For it would have been better for them for to serve them than they should die in the wilderness. That was a chapter in their life. They were facing problems. Some people hearing me tonight are facing some things that you know, God, what can you, will I continue like this? I think it's better for me to be like where I am. You know. And later on, the Bible recorded in verse 13, and Moses said to the people, as I'm saying to you now, do not be afraid. Just stand still and you will see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish with you today. He was giving them the strategy that would give them, usher them from the old chapter to the new chapter. He said, for the Egyptian, the one you see today, and say to somebody particularly tonight, you shall see them no more forever. In the name of Jesus, you shall see them no more. The problem you saw before calling this prayer line, you shall see them no more. The problem about your children, you shall see them no more. The problem about your job, you shall see them no more. The problem about your health, you shall see them no more. Why? God is about to open a new chapter. In verse 14, he said, the Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. And the Lord said to Moses, Mr. Moses, why do you cry to me? Tell the children of Israel to go forward. I am decree to somebody, you shall move forward. You shall move forward. In verse 16, but lift up your rods and stretch out your hands over the sea and divide it, and the children of Israel shall go on the dry land in the midst of the sea. That was the strategy. The one I read before was the old chapter. This is the strategy. And what happened afterward? Let's move on to the other. And so he came to the camp of Egypt. And Israel, thus there was cloud and darkness on one side, and gave light in the day, and light by the night, and to the other side, so that they did not come near each other at all night. In verse 21, then Moses stretched out his hand. That was when the Egyptians were coming in the Red Sea. They were entering the floor. They were not the one that, they didn't know what opened the ground, the sea, and they entered the sea like that. I pray, your enemy will take a wrong step this year. In the name of Jesus. The Bible said, then Moses, verse 21, stretched out his hand over the sea and caused the sea to go back with strongest wind all night and made the sea into dry land, and the water was divided. So the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea on the dry land, and the waters were all over there on the right and on the left. Verse 23, the Egyptian pursued them, even in the dry land. He went after them in the midst of the sea. Any power that said they will not let you alone. Before we share the grace tonight, you will hear about the obituary in the name of Jesus. All the Pharaoh's horses and his chariots and his horsemen, they all gathered together. But something happened. But the children of Israel walked in the dry land. I pray, in the name of Jesus, you will walk into your testimony. In the name of Jesus, in the midst of the sea, and the waters were on the wall on the right and on the left. So the God saved the Egyptians all that day, and the Israel saw the Egyptian dead on the shore. And the Israel saw the great works which the Lord has done in Egypt. So the people fear the Lord and believe the Lord and the son of Moses. I am praying for you tonight. Any power that has been pursuing you day and night, say you will never cross that level. In the name of Jesus, you will see them die in the Red Sea. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will see them die in the Red Sea. In the name of Jesus, beloved, in that passage, what there are seven major things that happened there. I don't have much time, but I will try and explain so that I can continue my prayer. Seven major things that happened there. Number one, when they were in the old chapter, they were crying, they were in problem, they were in tears, they don't know what to do. But lo and behold, they cried to the Lord. So the first thing, after they cried to the Lord, what happened? The Lord make a way for them where there seems to be no way. In this month of August, any blockage in your life, the Lord will make a way for you where there seems to be no way in the name of Jesus. That's lesson number one. Lesson number two, what happened in that story I just explained to you now, because I don't have much time, is that something that has never happened before, they saw it that day. There has never been the record that somebody saw the bottom of the sea. But that day, the Bible said the children of Israel saw the bottom of the sea and they were walking on dry land. Let me ask you a question. Which washing machine, which dryer dried that thing if not God in charge? But that day, they saw what they have never seen before. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, 2 verse 9, it says, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. It has not come to the imagination of any man what the Lord has prepared for those that love him. Beloved, I decree to your life, in this month of August, the miracle that eyes have not seen before, the miracle that ears have not heard before, the one that has not entered the imagination of any man, with your loudest amen three times, receive it tonight in the name of Jesus. Receive it, 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 receive it in the name of Jesus. Number three, what happened again? So the first one, there was a way where there seems to be no way. Number two, they saw what they have never seen before. Number three, a long time problem expired that day. What does that mean? They were being in bondage in the old chapter for 430 years. I don't believe there's anyone on the line tonight who is 430 years old. So I believe your problem is even younger than this. But God, in his infinite mercy, we heard the cry of the children of Israel, and that day, long time problem expired. In this month of a new chapter, I don't know how long is your problem. I don't know how old is your problem. If your heaven is loud, it shall expire. In the name of Jesus. Number 14 that happened. God suddenly began to fight for the children of Israel. The children of Israel did not tell God to fight for them. Moses told them, he said, stand still. You will see the salvation of the Lord. That the Egyptian you saw today, you shall see them no more. And suddenly, God heard the voice of his servant. Tonight I speak on everyone we have. In the name that is above all other name, God will fight against those who are fighting your life in the name of Jesus. He began to fight for them to the extent that he sent heavenly organizer to remove the tire of the people, of the chariot. They were not walking, they could not walk fast. He removed their tire and he now drowned them in the sea. That means, first thing that happened in the story was that God began to fight for them. Number five, the children of Israel, when they were in the old chapter, they thought they were going to die in that battle. But God, in his infinite mercy, he rescued them completely. I am praying for somebody here. You thought all hope is lost. You thought you are going to die in that situation. I decree and I declare, by the stretched forth hand that delivered Peter when he was sinking, God will deliver you in the name of Jesus. Number six, did that happen? The children of Israel experienced freedom for the very first time. They were bonded for 430 years. They could not, they were not serving and eating cucumber. They are giving back and land, getting enlarged. But for the very first time, they experienced what they call freedom. Then they crossed to the other side. I am praying for somebody here. The Bible says, whosoever the Son of Man is set free is free indeed. Therefore, tonight, I read to your life, you will experience total freedom in the name of Jesus. And finally, this one is so interesting. You know, verse 17 that happened. That one is in Exodus 15, verse 1. Exodus 15, verse 1. The Bible says Moses was able to sing a new song on behalf of the children of Israel. They all sang together. Why? Because they saw the end of their enemies and they moved out of bondage. I am praying for somebody here. The seventh thing that will happen to you in this month of August, if your heaven is loud 7 months time, I decree in the name of Jesus, you will sing your new song in the name of Jesus. You will sing your new song. 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 You will sing your new song in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Why am I saying that today? It's only for those who are righteous. You cannot be living in sin and be enjoying the benefit of God. It's not possible. Why am I saying that? Isaiah 43 verse 2. It says, when you pass through waters, I will be with you. When you pass through rivers, it will not overflow you. Even when you walk through fire, the fire shall not burn you, nor the flame scorch you. I am praying for somebody here. In the name that is above another name, the Lord will take over your battle. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will take over your battle. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Now, before we go to the prophecy for the next, I'm going to be speaking to you now for the next few minutes. If you are here, you are still pretending to be a Christian. You are pretending to be a believer. You have not surrendered the life to Christ. You cannot, you are just shouting. The shouting does not even remove, go over your house roof. If you want your voice to be heard in heaven, you need to surrender your life to Christ. So you are going to bow down and pray this one. Say, Lord Jesus, you cannot be living in sin and be asking grace of God to abound. He's not like, God knows those who are deceiving him. He knows. He said he delivered the righteous out of trouble and put the wicked instead. He delivered them, so he knows. Don't pretend as if you are a believer. And you are not hiding on that. We will pray. God will say that he knows the intention of your heart. In 1 Samuel chapter 16, when David was going to be crowned as a king, the Bible says Eliab, Abinadab, and Shammah, they all passed by Samuel. And God said, I have rejected them. Why? Because they are the condition of their hearts. So God sees your heart not as man sees. You might be thinking that you are born again, but you are not, my brother and sister. Unless you get to that level, you are just wasting your time. But I pray the same as them. But if I hear tonight, you want to really surrender your life to Christ, that I am tired of this, my current situation. The old chapter, I have I've dwelt enough, long enough in this chapter. I need a new beginning. Just put your hand on your chest and pray this prayer for me. Say, Lord Jesus, I thank you. Because of your word I've heard tonight, I know, I acknowledge that I am a sinner. I am sorry in the way I've been living my life. I need a new page. I need a new chapter. I want you to come into my life. I want to have you tonight as my Lord and my personal Savior. Father, tonight, I say bye-bye to sin. And bye-bye to his works. Satan, take your hands off my life. I want to serve the living God. Father, tonight, I am now a new person. All things have passed away. Behold, I'm now new. Write my name, O Lord, in the book of life. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving me. Beloved, if you have prayed that prayer, God has written your name in the book of life. Make sure you don't go back to sin so that the worst thing will not happen to you. I want to make a prophetic declaration into the month of July. Praise the name of the Lord. All what I want you to be saying is amen to it. Thank you, Jesus. Father, as this word comes forth, Lord, in the few minutes that we've gone, Father, let this word go and let it sink into every heart in the name of Jesus, and it will deliver results in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. Now I want to decree. I decree and I declare, in this month of August, every of your prayers that you have been praying from January to now shall receive a divine attention in the name of Jesus. I pray for somebody here. This very month, the oil of favor shall run on your head and it will never run dry in the name of Jesus. I decree that number three, into somebody's life. In this month of August, no member of the family shall be reported dead in the name of Jesus. I decree to your life, in this month of August, as the Lord liveth, your life shall be full of peace. Your life shall be full of enlargement. Your life shall be full of victory. And it shall be full of testimonies. In the name of Jesus, in this month of August, I pray for someone here. Every spiritual arrow that the enemy will be firing to your life, I command the arrow to go back to sender now, in the name of Jesus. Any part of your body that the enemy has taken to their cover, today, by the power in the blood of Jesus, I recover the part of your body now, in the name of Jesus. From today, I decree, poverty, I decree, struggle shall be a past tense in your life, in the name of Jesus. I pray for somebody here, in the name of Jesus. Anytime you kneel down to call upon God on any matter, the Almighty God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, it will surprise you this much, in the name of Jesus. I pray for somebody here. It doesn't matter what your dead family are saying. It doesn't matter how they have relegated you, but from tonight, I start to defeat your life. You shall become relevant in your family, and the whole world will celebrate you. In the name of Jesus, I pray for somebody here. Any marriage under tension, any marriage under calamity, any marriage at the edge of being broken, today by the power in the blood of Jesus, heaven will intervene and it shall be restored back. In the name of Jesus, I decree to your life, any negative reports, any bad news that will be set aside against you, I nullify them tonight. I nullify them tonight. I nullify them tonight. In the name of Jesus, throughout the remaining days of this year, I have a word for somebody with the loudest amen wherever you are. Every situation that want to make you cry this year, I cancel it by fire. In the name of Jesus, this month I decree, in the month of August, in the name of Jesus, your testimonies, your miracles will arrive in the name of Jesus, and when it arrives, sickness will not take you away. In the mighty name of Jesus, disease will not take you away. In the name of Jesus, I pray for somebody here. In this month of August, people shall gather together to celebrate you. In the name of Jesus, every road that the enemy has put an embargo on, in the name of Jesus, that road is open for tonight. In the name of Jesus, in this month of August, over your family, I decree and I prophesy, you will not cry over them. 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 In the name of Jesus, you will not cry over them. In Jesus' name, I pray for somebody here. Anywhere they take your name to, anyone that's taking your name to any cover, in the name of Jesus, anyone that's submitted your picture to any avalanche, anyone that sent your picture to anybody to destroy you, that thing that they want to do against you, start by fire upon them. In the name of Jesus, I declare, people shall gather to celebrate you this month. In the name of Jesus, in this month is your birthday, I decree today, if your heaven is loud, the gifts that no man has ever given to you before, God will release upon you. In the name of Jesus, you will move from glory to glory. In the name of Jesus, you will move from strength to strength. In the name of Jesus, whether you say amen to this or not, in the name that is above every other name, before 31st of August 2020, all your desire that are good, heaven will approve them. In the name of Jesus, anyone believing God for a miracle job, in the name of Jesus, the Lord will provide a job. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you, any bad dream that is waiting to happen in this month of August, I cancel it tonight. In the name of Jesus, any negative pattern in your family, any negative pattern in your family, I cancel it tonight. In the name of Jesus, I decree to somebody's life, the spirit of promise and fail, the spirit of promise today and fail tomorrow. If your amen is loud, that feelings shall get out of your life in the name of Jesus. Every force of witchcraft, monitor your destiny from where you come from. Today I send arrow of blindness to them in the name of Jesus. You are here tonight. If you are a firstborn, whether you are a son or your first daughter, I decree today any curse operating in your life in the name of Jesus. If your amen is loud, the curse is broken in the name of Jesus. Nobody will take your position in the name of Jesus. Any bad dream waiting to happen this year, I frustrate them in the name of Jesus. This month, the hand of God will be upon you in the name of Jesus. Anyone that God has designed to be a blessing unto you, this month I pray the Lord will empower them to be a blessing unto you in the name of Jesus. Over your children in this month of August, you will not cry. Over your grandchildren, you will not cry. Over your husband, you will not cry. Over your wife, you will not cry. This month I decree, hey, it puts an end to the mark of disappointment in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Today I pray for somebody, every invisible hand that have been overturning your blessing, every invisible hand that have been diverting your breakthrough, today they shall wither in the name of Jesus. Any power that has vowed to keep you on the floor, God will supervise that destruction in the name of Jesus. I pray for somebody here. You have already been frustrated, but tonight I decree God will encourage you in the name of Jesus. And I pray for you tonight, every arrow of shame and disgrace that have been fired into your dream to manifest in the later part of this year, as you shout a loud amen tonight, that arrow shall jump out of your life and go back to sender in the name of Jesus. This month, people shall celebrate Jesus in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. It shall be well with you. This month, your mockers, those who are asking for your God, they will bow to your maker in the mighty name of Jesus. All your mockers, all your enemies, they will be caught with divine surprise. They will see God in your life. And I cover you with the blood of Jesus. It is well with you. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen, amen, amen in Jesus' name. Welcome to the month of the divine new chapter. Begin to bless the name of the Lord. Over the prophecy, begin to bless the name of the Lord. Thank God, thank God, thank God for this prophecy. Thank God for this word. Thank God for this word. Just begin to sing any song in your own language. Eyin le se yi, eyin le se yo. Aye la ye Olorun yanu, open your mouth and begin to bless the name of the Lord. Eyin le ma se yo baba o. Melody maro ninu ore ti Jesus se sing a song in your own language. Melody ma so ninu ore ti Jesus se ore re ma po oju yorin okun lo. Melody maro afikin sha ma dupe ore re ma po oju yorin okun lo. Melody maro yin asik open your mouth and begin to bless the name of the Lord. Begin to bless them in your language. Elo ni mo so fa ba ogo elo ni Jesu mi gba elo ni mo so fa ba ogo olore re lori mi. Open your mouth, just worship him, just bless him, just bless him. He's worthy of our praise. Thank you Jesus, thank you Jesus, thank you Jesus, thank you Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to worship him. Bless his holy name. Let's not go to him. Thank you, Heavenly Lord. Take all the glory. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Father, we have done what you have asked us to do. Lord, heaven and earth might pass away, but your word will never go unfulfilled. Therefore, for everyone on the line, including myself and my family, Father, let this prophecy come to reality in their life. In the name of Jesus. People that does not know that you have called to call to pray tonight, they will see the handwriting of God in your life. In the name of Jesus. It shall be well with you. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. I will soon hear your testimony. In the name of Jesus. You will come up with divine surprise. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we are praying. Amen, amen, amen in Jesus' name. Don't forget, on Thursday, by the grace of God, the second part of prayer line for this month. We are still commanding the month as well. Invite somebody and your life will never remain the same. Praise the name of the Lord. Can we share the grace of fellowship, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Seven perfection. Hallelujah. I want to go. Hallelujah. God bless you all. Praise the name of the Lord.